Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's Domai. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 18th of August 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. A-level results out today and resultant options examined. Manx Caresmen fined £170,000 for infringing data protection laws. Stand by for the new Moderna COVID vaccine. Our gas supply is safe from mandatory EU reduction. And multiple MGP winner Nathan Harrison's back at the races this weekend. Oh, and there's fog on the mountain road.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my William King.
Fast to my Manx Care has been fined £170,500 after emailing an insecure attachment containing a patient's medical details to more than 1,800 recipients. The organisation says the enforcement notice from the island's information commissioner made for uncomfortable reading and is pledging to take action. The Manx Grand Prix's electronic red flag system will be tested tomorrow. You don't need to take any action if you see the signs light up between 7 and 8am. And the new Moderna COVID vaccine, which targets the original strain and the newer Omicron variant of COVID-19, will be offered on the Isle of Man. In international news, A-level results are down on last year's teacher-assessed grades, but are still up on 2019 when exams were last sat. There have been concerns this year. Students still missed out on learning because of the pandemic, so some extra help was allowed, like getting more information ahead of their exams. A court's heard claims Manchester City footballer Benjamin Mendy boasted about sleeping with 10,000 women before an alleged rape case at his house in Cheshire in 2020. He's on trial for multiple sex offences, all of which he strongly denies. And the owner of P&O Ferries is being accused of getting off scot-free for sacking hundreds of workers without notice. DP World made £736 million over 6 months. Those are the headlines. I'm back at six.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, William. Locally strong winds for the North Irish Sea at the moment. State of seas mainly moderate. The three-day weather, well, the forecast says it's going to dry up this evening. Fingers crossed. As the wind turns west or southwesterly, it will be dry through the night, down to 12 Celsius. Much better day tomorrow. Dry with sunny intervals. A moderate west-southwesterly. Daytime maximum 20 Celsius for Jehenia, the overnight minimum 14 into Jasan. A bright start for Saturday, then clouds and showers on a fresh southwest wind turning westerly and easing, and we're up to 19 on Saturday. Dry and bright for MGP practicing on Sunday, and some late rain into Monday. The tide has turned, high water was at 10 to 5. Sunset is at 17 minutes before 9 tonight. The late low tide, a minute to 11. High water tomorrow morning, 4 minutes past 5. Sunrise, 2 minutes past 6. And the morning low tide is at 22 minutes to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Students across the Isle of Man received exam results today, but for those who didn't do as well as they'd hoped, there are options available. Principal of the University College Isle of Man, Jessamine Kelly, says, don't panic.
There are alternatives for everybody. Our student services team are on hand and can help anybody who's got any queries around their results or what their next steps are. It's only one point in their journey and there'll be something around the corner. There's a course for everybody and there's opportunities to repeat or do alternative courses. So we have a range of further education and higher education courses, including higher national diplomas, our own degree programs on our work-based integrated scheme, degree program for people who are working and want to gain access to higher education in a flexible way. We also have our maths and English pathways as well, which are really designed to enhance employability and obviously give people a chance to revisit maths and English you may not have achieved it earlier in life, so, or even certainly this year, so that there's opportunities to revisit maths and English as well for everybody. In terms of other offers, we have our professional and vocational qualifications in a range of different course areas too, so, and many of those carry UCAS tariffs too, so there are opportunities to gain BTECs, cash, health and social care, or other qualifications that would take you to university, and also our access to higher education route, which is a one-year course for adults, which helps you get the level of study required to go to university at a quicker route than A-level.
Well, what sort of person might that benefit, do you feel? Because some industries like a hands-on approach to learning, whereas other industries, maybe like law, might be more tricky to break into that profession without.
Yeah, so obviously we have a quite broad apprenticeship route, and we're always seeking to develop that further and extend our course offering. Students are obviously offering a range of practical courses, but many of our level three courses carry a UCAS tariff equivalent to A-levels as well. So they're learning practically but gaining UCAS points at the same time.
Manx Care has been fined £170,500 for infringing data protection laws. The details from Rob Pritchard.
In October last year, the organisation emailed an insecure attachment containing a patient's medical details to more than 1,870 recipients. At that time, Manx Care was already subject to an enforcement notice, and a further notice was issued in February this year. The financial penalty for Manx Care is as a result of failing to comply with those two notices. Following the decision, the Ireland's Information Commissioner stated it is unacceptable for such a significant personal data breach to occur. The Information Commissioner went on to add, previous enforcement notices attempted to get Manx Care to appropriately protect the patient data with which it is entrusted. The continued failure of Manx Care to implement a secure means of communicating patient data has ultimately led to the imposition of this penalty. However, the Commissioner has decided to stay payment of the penalty until the 31st of December 2022. That decision will be dependent on Manx Care showing it has put all the necessary technical and organisational measures in place by the end of the year. Should Manx Care fail to do this, then the fine will become payable. The Information Commission also states the stay of payment will provide Manx Care with another opportunity to take the necessary action.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster Mai, good evening. 23 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. The 2019 Junior and Senior Manx Grand Prix winner says he's excited to be back at the races when they return next week. Manxman Nathan Harrison will be on the classic machines this time around, and he spoke to William King about how preparation's going.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been racing at Thruxton British U-Bikes at the weekend just gone, so I think there'll be a bit of a speed difference on what I'm going to be riding, but I've got two great bikes. I'm going to be on a 350 Honda, which is the SC Racing Quayside Tyres bike. Wayne, Dave and my dad have been there prepping that this week since we got back. And then I'm riding a classic superbike for the Greeno Racing Team, which is probably one of the best bikes on the grid.
What's that difference like then, riding on a classic bike?
A lot slower. I'll be able to watch the sunset going up the mountain mile, I think, whereas in TT I'm holding on for dear life, just a passenger. But no, it'll definitely be a different experience and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
And as we know, there's been a couple of changes this year. How are you feeling about riding on a bank holiday?
I think it's great. Obviously, all the races are combined. It'll be good having the bank holiday weekend. Obviously, all the locals should be off. It'll hopefully attract some people over to watch over the weekend without having to take any time off work, including myself, which my dad will be happy about. And then, like you say, hopefully it'll create that bit of atmosphere and it'll be good riding around, seeing lots of people on the edges, hopefully.
Now, people won't see you if they look out for you in the non-classic races. Tell us a little bit about why that is.
So in 2019, when the Manx Grand Prix last run, I won the junior and senior race. And it's more of like a gentleman's agreement that you don't go back. Obviously, especially when you've done the TT, you can't go back. That's why they let you come into the classic racing. So basically, it gives other people a chance.
And you're looking forward to it. And what you're hoping for in the classic races?
I think it's more of a race of nutrition, really. I think if you look after the bike and keep it going and be consistent, I think you'll be somewhere near at the end, because obviously, as you know, a classic bike is a classic bike, so it's older and more fragile. So I think if you can kind of look after it and ride it nicely, if you like, I think hopefully you should be somewhere near at the end.
Just to reiterate, there is fog on the mountain road at the moment, and the mountain road is going to be closed between 6:15 and 10:15 tonight between the Hairpin and the Craig for MGP preparation work. Road closures, by the way, qualifying starts on Sunday. Roads close between midday 45 to no later than 6 p.m. The new Moderna COVID vaccine, which targets the original strain and the newer Omicron variants, going to be offered on the Isle of Man. In the near future, we're going to be talking to the Interim Director of Public Health. But in the meantime, Christian Jones with the details.
The jab was approved by the UK's medicines regulator this week and will be on offer to those receiving a booster this autumn. Interim Director of Public Health Hugo van Werden says the new jab has the ability to lead to a broader immune response than the original vaccine. Health Minister Laurie Hooper is encouraging people with long-term health conditions to take up the offer when invited. Manx Care is yet to confirm details of the autumn booster vaccine rollout. However, it will be available to anyone 5 and over, including residents in care homes for older adults and staff working in care homes and frontline health and social care workers.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motor ship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:45. She'll be into the harbour at about 6:30 this evening, departing from Douglas at 8:30 tonight, getting to Heysham 12:15, the overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Manannan departed Douglas at 4:11, arriving in Liverpool at about 6:55 this evening, departing at 8 o'clock, back to Douglas at 11:15. Tomorrow morning's departures, the Manannan departs Douglas at 7:30 for Liverpool, and the Ben McCree 8:45 heads for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A potential threat to the Isle of Man's gas supplies has been averted. It's after the European Union granted Ireland an exemption from EU plans that require member states to make mandatory 15% reductions in gas consumption. The UK, Ireland and the Isle of Man are interconnected by a series of 5 subsea and overland gas pipes. The Isle of Man takes its feed from interconnector number 2, just 11 miles off our west coast. The details from Simon Richardson.
The island's gas comes ashore at Glenmore by means of a 10-inch T on the interconnector, which takes gas from Scotland to Gormanston in Ireland, where it supplies the Irish gas system. The British National Grid, which feeds the interconnector, is itself fed from the gas fields on the UK continental shelf and from Belgium, the Netherlands and Norway. Manx Utilities told Manx Radio it continuously monitors the gas supply concerns for the coming winter across Europe, the UK and the interconnectors to Ireland. While there are concerns about supply shortages across Europe, especially given the political outlook, emergency procedures are in place across the European, UK, Republic of Ireland and Isle of Man gas transmission systems to manage restrictions to gas supplies, whatever the cause. Gas supplies to domestic consumers are the last to be considered for demand reduction. Power generation for the Isle of Man is also considered essential and as such retains significant importance within the emergency procedures that would be implemented by Gas Networks Ireland. Manx Utilities is in regular contact with the gas transporters in the UK and Ireland and says that any significant change to the ongoing position would be acted upon.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes now before 6, the online electrical retailer AO World today, Thursday, announced a full year loss amid higher costs and falling sales. The company swung to a pre-tax loss of £37.2 million from a profit last year of £20.2 million. With the total group revenue down 6% due in part to increased staff costs added during COVID, as well as higher marketing and logistics costs. Now, for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. A new project in Ireland aims to create the Republic's first car-free town on a 700-hectare site in Dublin. The Irish Times reports that City Edge project will see 40,000 homes built to a zero parking standard. Residents will be expected to walk, cycle, or use public transport. The project will be developed in phases and be completed by 2070. This follows similar moves to reduce traffic in other European cities. Last month, Brussels banned cars from some parts of the city centre, while other cities, including Ghent in Belgium, Tallinn in Estonia and Pontevedra in Spain, have all introduced measures restricting car use.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed slightly higher after a choppy day of trade amid continuing market caution over inflation. US stocks mixed in early trading. Oil rose as robust US fuel consumption data and expected falls in Russian supply later this year offset concerns that a possible recession in developed economies could undercut demand. Gold priced lower. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was up a third of a percent at 7,541. The DAX in Frankfurt up half a percent at the close at 13,697. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials flat at the moment, 33,980. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up four tenths of a percent at 12,988. And the S&P 500 up almost a third of a percent at 4,285. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently trading at $1, 19.7 cents, €1, 18.4 cents, and 20 South African rand, 16.1 cents. In commodities, gold's down just over a tenth of a percent at $1,758 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 3.25% at $95.82.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fasterby, good evening. The operations manager for Ramsey's RNLI station spoken of the problems charities faced during the COVID pandemic. Kevin Christian has served the RNLI in the town for over 43 years, and he says it's been a fairly lean period for the charity in the town. Kevin Christian says people who do make donations can rest assured the money benefits the charity on the island.
I think we're in the same predicament as everybody else. We've had a lean couple of years with COVID. People are getting back out there. And there are a lot of charities after a lot of money to keep them going. We are quite lucky that we don't have to raise the money here at Ramsey to support Ramsey entirely. We are funded by Pool. And it's one of them little misnomers where people who give money to a Isle of Man based station, it does go to Pool, but it goes in a restricted fund in Pool, and that is allocated to that boat, and it's used for that boat only. So people do think, oh, it all goes in the central pot. It doesn't. It does go to Ramsey Station or Peel or Douglas or wherever.
Now, you're a Ramsey man through and through. You've been with the lifeboat for how long was it?
43 years now.
That's that's extraordinary. What is it about Ramsey that you love so much?
Don't know. I was born here, brought up here, went to school here. I just love the place. It's one of them places that you can just walk into a pub, know somebody you know, or meet somebody you know, and away you go. It's just easy going place.
You've been here a long time. What would you? Is there anything or anything particular that you'd like to change?
Oh, leading question. Personally speaking, I would have liked to have seen a marina out in the bay. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll keep my fingers crossed. Just a little bit more investment in Ramsey. I keep thinking that maybe we could have a government building, not necessarily just for one department, but for multi-departments, where they, instead of people travelling over the mountain every day to go to Douglas, they could work from Ramsey.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with athletics, and Dawn Atherton has extended her lead in the women's half marathon standings of the No Rest for the Wicked series, which continued yesterday evening. The latest round of the series took place on the Killer Mile, organised by Manx Fell Runners on the outskirts of Douglas. The women's contest was won by Hannah Moore, who crossed the line in 8 minutes and 1 second. Atherton finished fifth in Wednesday's race, but was able to increase her advantage at the top of the standings, as the four who finished ahead of her yesterday are not doing the full series. Meanwhile, in the men's class, Corin Leeming's half-marathon dominance continued as he roared to a fourth win in four races, finishing in a time of 6 minutes and 10 seconds. As a result, in the men's half-marathon standings, Leeming still leads the way on 2 hours, 9 minutes and 47 seconds, and Lana Nzama follows in second on 2 hours, 20 minutes and 23 seconds, with Harry Weatherall in third on 2 hours, 22 minutes and 47 seconds. In the women's half-marathon class, Atherton is out in front on 2 hours, 49 minutes and 54 seconds. In second is Joanne Shade on 2 hours, 58 minutes and 8 seconds, with Kathy Garrett third on 3 hours, 8 minutes and 55 seconds. Elsewhere in the Marathon League, Mike Garrett continues to lead on 4 hours, 1 minute and 42 seconds in the men's category, with Jane Farquhar leading the women's contest on 5 hours, 55 minutes and 47 seconds. The next event in the series takes place this evening with the Anna Maria Cotillo Foxdale 5-mile road race, organised by Manx Harriers. And in football, a course aiming to help boost the number of referees in Manx football has had to be cancelled this weekend due to lack of interest. The Isle of Man FA had planned to host a referee course at the Bowl in Douglas this Saturday and Sunday. Announcing the cancellation, the FA says referee numbers locally have been depleting over the years, partly due to age. The organisation adds the local game is currently facing a shortage of officials, which will lead to the inevitable match postponements unless officials come forward. Another referee course will be scheduled once the new season gets underway.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Got some delays at Ronald's Way. The 525 inbound Logan Air from Manchester is delayed. The 528 returning patient transfer plane, the Logan Air from Liverpool, is scheduled on time. The 5 past 8 Logan Air from London City showing on time. But a big EasyJet delay, the 25 to 9 EasyJet from Gatwick is delayed until a quarter past 10 tonight. Outbound, the 6 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane is delayed at the moment. The EasyJet departure at 5 past 9 tonight obviously is delayed. They reckon that's going to be well gone 10:30 tonight, before that perhaps 10:45. On the roads, temporary lights on the Bradder Road near the turn for Bradder Glen in Port Erin for sewer work. Temporary lights on Minorca Hill near the Quarry Road turn, 24 hours a day for excavation work in Laxey. In Lower Foxdale, temporary lights on the main road for wall maintenance work, the A3. Temporary lights on the Jerby Road, Ramsey, near the Gary Ford turn off for resurfacing. Remember that Castle Street, one-way northbound in Castle Town to the middle of April next year. Just to reiterate, the mountain road's got fog at the moment and is closed between the Hairpin and Cregner Bar from 6:15 to 10:15 for MGP preparation work. And of course, the electronic red signs are on the TT Mountain, TT course tomorrow. Just ahead till Sunday, remember, qualifying times, the road's closed midday 45 till no later than 6.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
An Isle of Man based charity says it may be forced to close if new volunteers aren't found. Zero Waste Man has been in operation for over 20 years and aims to promote awareness surrounding waste and how best to reduce it. The chair is Andrew Jessop, and he says it's not a case of being short on money.
The main reason is the fact that we haven't been able to recruit newer members to take over some of the committee positions. We felt that we should be doing more to minimise waste and recycle as much as possible, rather than just continue with the policy of either burying it or burning our waste. Plastic waste and plastic pollution is a very big issue as well. You know, there's so much of our life revolves around plastic items, which unfortunately don't always get disposed of in a sensible and environmentally friendly way, and that is obviously doing, you know, great harm to wildlife and the both, you know, riverine and marine environment around the world, not just in the Isle of Man and in the Irish Sea. There's not a shortage of resources in terms of finance. We have money available to actually do projects, but it's having the people with the time and energy to actually implement them.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
5 to 6 on Update. A church in the north of the Isle of Man celebrating its 200th anniversary this week. St Paul's Church in Ramsey was built in 1822, and an event to mark the milestone took place earlier today. Treasurer of Mackled and South Ramsey Parochial Church Council is Martin Barrow.
We all know that money has been tight over recent years, and it's no different for us. So it is always a balancing act, keeping a big building like this going for the future.
Let's go back to the beginning now, because we're standing in a fine big church with a gallery, but it wasn't always like this, was it?
No, the church was originally built during the early 1820s to be completed in 1822. And when it was built basically as a rectangle. And it was built because Ramsey had grown to the massive population of 1,500 plus people. And the little church chapel at Ballure was considered to be incapable of dealing with that number of people, because it was a time when virtually everybody attended church or chapel or the Catholic church on a Sunday. It actually grew quite quickly, and the side aisles came along fairly shortly thereafter. The first change was they built a gallery at the back of the church, and that was built in 1830, only 8 years after the church had opened. And believe it or not, that was built to accommodate the huge number of children who were coming to church back then. I mean, this was the turning point, if you like, in Ramsey's development, in the sense that it was beginning to grow from what was basically a small fishing village into the town that would be the host to thousands and thousands of tourists.
And these are the fascinating little insights that we get when we delve into the history. So it is good to be reminded how different Ramsey looked at the time that this church was built.
We have to remember that a lot of what we regard as Ramsey now is reclaimed from the sea. Water came in, came down what is Dale Street to the side of a church, out where Lock House is, halfway up Waterloo Road, it was all water. So Ramsey looks very different now to how it would have looked when this church first opened.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader William King, producer Rob Pritchard. Remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, like the videos and hit that bell and get notification. I would say enjoy the rest of your Thursday, but looking outside, I wish you well.
WINT.